Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Nice to see you again. We're going to talk today about the difference between leasing and buying a vehicle, but specifically something you might see in your email.
Yes.
This is something that's making the rounds?
It's something that's making the rounds. Somebody sent it to me. Oftentimes, people will send me things that they think are, you know, they're really legit financial tips, and they send them to me. And if there's something I don't know, I'm happy to learn it.
Yeah.
Or if there's something that we haven't talked about in a while, I bring it to the air. And in this case, it was pretty clever. It was from Forbes, you know, Forbes magazine.
Sure.
Yeah, sure it was.
Sounds legitimate.
Yeah, and it looked legitimate. It looked really legitimate. They have copied the name of the magazine in the right font, all of that. But if you look closely, you'll see the number 3 in the address.
The email address.
Yeah.
The address that it comes from.
In the website address.
In the website address,
No, when you click on it, or if you copy and paste it because you're being careful, you will see a 3 in the address. So it reads like, here's 10 vehicles that are cheaper to lease than to buy.
Okay.
Now, they probably get away with this because I suppose they can say, well, the lease payment is lower than the purchase payment. And to which I would respond, really? No kidding, right? Who didn't know that, right?
Right.
But they are 10 pages of, you know, click on the link to the shiny red truck or the Mercedes-Benz or whatever car it is that you might be considering buying and why it would be cheaper to lease it. And then, of course, you're routed to places where you can lease and buy and get loans and all of that.
Yeah.
However, they have some article content there that looks like it might have come from a financial magazine.
Mm-hmm. Like Forbes.
Like Forbes, right. And it's pretty well written. There are some mistakes. But anyway, it could easily fool you. And all they're really saying is the lease payment is lower than the purchase payment. So we all know that. Let's talk about how you actually know if it's cheaper to lease the vehicle than to buy the vehicle.
Right.
Okay. So, and you can always call me for this calculation and I'll help you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking at a lease, ask for the money factor. Nobody talks to you about the money factor, but the money factor, once we have that, we can convert it to an interest rate. And then you could balance what the interest rate would be on the loan if you buy the car with what you're actually paying to lease the car as an interest rate, right?
Okay.
So you can get them to apples, and you can see it. There are times that, there's more to think about besides that, but there are times that leasing a vehicle makes the best sense and times that it does not. So I'll help anybody calculate that, but mostly I care that you're not buying too much vehicle just because you can afford the lease payment.
Right.
You know, you can drive a lot of vehicle for a lower payment, and that feels really good, and you can rationalize that you won't have repairs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But in 3 or 4 years when that lease is up, you are facing a decision, and you will either have to buy the vehicle out, lease again, which might mean a larger lease payment because you've got some upside down action going on there. You know, or your credit might not be good enough to buy the vehicle. So try not to think short term about this or shink short term. to think short term about this and ask for the money factor. And then, you know, call us or the person leasing you the vehicle should be able to convert that to an interest rate for you.
All right. Dr. Francis Rahm is the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, who joins us every week here on the show. Thank you so much. We'll talk next week. If people have questions about this segment or any others, they can always reach out to you.
You bet. 413-777-4555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.